Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spin out, you know, into the wall, into the center divide.
Hey, be careful out there, all right? We're going to get weather when you might be trying to get out of town. It's Friday, November 22nd. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex. Last I heard, he was on a plane sipping a Bloody Mary. He's getting out of town. Coming up, the good news with a storm is that you can go skiing. The governor's trying to make friends with Republicans. And a crosstown showdown. We got the UCLA-USC game. First, though, yeah, we got a storm coming. There's a big one up north right now. We're going to get the tail end of it. Chances for rain building through the weekend and then more of it here early next week. You know, when people are trying to go someplace for Thanksgiving. Our man with the CHP is Officer Roberto Gomez.
What we see within those first 2 to 3 hours is just endless calls of spin out, you know, into the wall, into the center divide, into the embankment. And the majority are just solo vehicle collisions. There's people literally just losing control.
His advice is just the advice, right? It's just the thing everybody ignores because we're all in a hurry and we're feeling invincible.
When you slow down and you keep that distance from other vehicles, that I think can help everyone get from point A to point B without any issues.
Right now they're thinking no snow for the grapevine, so that's nice. Let's go a bit higher. Let's go skiing. Get the lifts going. I'm a skier, not a snowboarder. Never really made the switch, but we got more of the resorts starting up. They're opening for the weekend. Mountain High and Wrightwood, Snow Summit and Big Bear. Open today, Justin Canton, Big Bear Mountain Resort.
So we will be opening with limited terrain to start here at Snow Summit. We have, I believe it's 3 trails and 3 lifts that will be available. And we'll look to expand that as conditions permit, either through snowmaking or if we do receive more natural snow. We've never had any issues with getting things moving here pretty quickly once the lifts start turning. So we'll just keep an eye on those forecasts. And when conditions permit, we'll get the guns going and get more terrain and lifts open when we can.
You want a reminder about the differences among some of these? Yeah, I gotcha.
Snow Valley is very much that introductory beginner area, you know, easy access. It's a little bit closer, not quite as steep of a barrier to entry. Snow Summit, you know, typically offers more of that more traditional alpine feel, alpine destination feel. You'll see a lot of kids and families over here. And then Bear Mountain is a little bit more youthful atmosphere. You know, we've got a lot of outdoor seating and sun deck and fire pits and things like that.
No party just yet for Bear Mountain. Still no opening date. They are doing some upgrades. We got rivalry weekend. You ready? What color you wearing? Blue or red? UCLA, USC at the Rose Bowl tomorrow. You know the students, they guard the bear statue. They guard Tommy Trojan so no harm comes to him. Here's a student out in Westwood.
I am very excited about the game. Let me tell you, this has been my dream school since I've been in the 3rd grade. And you know what? I don't care. Win or lose, that bell belongs to us. If we lose this year, guess what? We got next year because I'm here for 4 years. You going down for all 4.
He was talking to KCAL News. Earlier on, I talked to Evan Lovett. You know him. He's the LA In a Minute guy. He's got that podcast on the Odyssey app, In a Minute with Evan Lovett. We talked about the vibes, the feeling at these games when these two schools, when they play each other.
It's crazy because, look, you get a lot of the students. LA is a big city, right? We're not one of these SEC schools where the kids are filling the stadiums every game. They're just not, right? It's LA, Saturday night. We got other things to do. But for this game, you get all the students, you get all the alum, everybody's wearing the colors, and it's intense. And honestly, the battle for LA, the victory bell, that's what it's all about. Let's go.
You can hear the game on 1070 AM, pregame's 5:30, and kickoff 7:30. Sorry if this was like pro UCLA Trojan fans. I'll wear red for you guys. I didn't go to either of these schools. Let's go back to traffic for a second because we were talking about, you know, this week and next week and the rain we're going to get. But let's look ahead now to something they're calling Harbor-geddon. People are starting to get really worried about this. They're going to shut down the Port of LA's Vincent Thomas Bridge, and there's going to be huge jams because all those trucks have got to go someplace. And people who live near there are going, we don't need them in our neighborhood. We already have too much to deal with. Where's the detour? Here's Craig Figner.
January 2026. That is when Caltrans will close both directions, completely close Vincent Thomas Bridge. The closure is to repair and resurface the bridge, work that is overdue, that's necessary, that must be done now, work that will take an estimated 14 months. Los Angeles Councilmember Tim McCosker's district includes the Port of Los Angeles. He's telling KNX News he is disappointed by a current Caltrans plan that will divert traffic during the closure through Wilmington.
They need to treat the harbor area as if they were in West LA, because we know years ago at Carmageddon, they bent over backwards. Everybody leaned in to make sure that nobody along the 405 freeway and that upper stretch was harmed. They need to show the same concern for my community in the harbor area, particularly in Wilmington.
McCosker says traffic needs to be diverted far from Wilmington. There had been a suggestion to close VTB lane by lane, do the resurfacing and repair work so that at least some of it would remain open. Another suggestion was to do one side at a time so the bridge would be open again during construction. But a full closure, well, it rips the Band-Aid off. It's going to hurt, he says, but it will get the job done more quickly.
They're going to do some more meetings on just where those detours are going to be set up, where they're going to send the traffic. So good luck, everybody. Let's talk politics. There was all that what happened with the Democrats. Now we're starting to see some of the outreach. Governor Newsom has been spending time in the Central Valley talking to Trump supporters. He says while the California economy is doing pretty well overall, a lot of people just don't feel it.
There was that gap between what some perceived as performance and perception, the lived reality of people feeling on edge, unmoored, uneasy.
Your reminder now that every political analyst in town is saying he's gearing up for his own presidential run 4 years from now. When it comes to the incoming administration, labor unions, they're gearing up. Matt Bigler says we might see more strikes.
Who's got the power?
We got the power!
But the power may be stronger with corporations as Donald Trump takes office once again. It's no secret the president-elect has been less than friendly to the labor movement, even praising corporations that fire workers who go on strike.
And I think that's going to be the only way that we're going to be able to fight against that increase in power in corporations. Is going to be through unions. I'm hopeful there will be an increase in labor activity.
Matias Campos is a union executive with UPTI, the University Professional and Technical Employees at UC San Francisco. He says there's already a movement in labor to line up contract expiration dates, so if needed, there could be a nationwide walkout across multiple industries.
And that's something that was done in like the 1930s and 40s. Just to show the collective worker power.
Workers may also be empowered by the unemployment rate if it continues to stay low.
Now we got something doctors are seeing more of. It's stomach problems, really bad ones, caused by really heavy marijuana use.
The symptoms are bouts of vomiting, stomach pain, and this is the weird part, the desire to take a hot shower or bath to get rid of the nausea.
It's actually called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
Cedars-Sinai ER medical director Dr. Sam Torbati says it appears some people may be genetically unable to use marijuana.
We unfortunately have seen cases go up, and unfortunately we're also seeing, you know, people who have it, who've been told that they probably have it, who seem to be in denial.
Some have mild symptoms.
Some patients, however, are very, very symptomatic. They're very, very sick. They are vomiting continuously, vomiting so much that they can become very dehydrated. They can go into shock. They can develop problems with their electrolytes. Their kidneys can start to have dysfunction.
Torbati says the only cure? Quit using cannabis.
The shower bath thing is the only thing that people say helps them. The pain's so bad, they just have to take the bath. That's the only thing that helps other than, you know, stopping using. Emily Valdez there. The other thing we got now is way stronger strains, way stronger weed than what used to be out there, right? Quick break, and then AI composers and the best pie in town. Can a computer make music that people, you know, you and me, real life people, actually want to listen to? David Welch says the AI composers are coming.
Ben Kemp teaches songwriting at one of the most prestigious music schools in the country. He also makes music using AI.
It's a really great and really quick sketchpad.
Kemp says the computer hasn't made a really great song yet, but he thinks it's close. And he says it's only a matter of time before most can't tell the difference.
I went into my digital audio workstation, that's the program that I make music in, and I booted up two of the quickest sounds that I could find.
Kemp loads it into the software, adds a spoken word track, and ties it all together under the umbrella, or the prompt, of Yacht Rock.
I ain't like what I hear.
Kemp's the first to admit it's not a great song, but he thinks the technology is getting there.
I like how he says it's not very good. Yeah, not yet anyways. I like the first stuff, actually, before they turned it into the yacht rock. Okay, finally, pie. Coming up on Thanksgiving, I was at the Apple Pan the other day having banana pie after my burger. Apple Pan's on the list. Best pie spots around here. Number 6 on the list. It comes from Time Out. You want the top 5? Helms Bakery back open, better than ever. Then the Pie Room by Curtis Stone. Republic, not far from the radio station. We should go there. And then Winston Pies, and their number 1 is Fat and Flour in Culver City. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. It's the LA Local brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealers at LACarGuy.com. And again, have a good couple days.